And now, young Widder Brown. Faced with the threat that Louise Simpson will withdraw her financial support of Health Center Hospital unless Dr. Anthony Loring agrees to marry her, Anthony has gone with his fiancée, Ellen Brown, to their lawyer, Herbert Temple, to enlist the aid of their rich friend, Glenn Halliday, in order to fight Louise. Meanwhile, Louise is on the terrace of her mansion waiting to talk with her crippled brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, after confessing to Ellen she is desperately afraid of Christopher and his fiancée, Madeline Harper. Now, as Christopher limps across the terrace, he says,
"The housekeeper said you wanted me, Louise."
"Yes, Christopher. I want to talk to you."
"I think you could have come upstairs. I'm the cripple, Louise."
"I don't like to talk to you indoors anymore, Christopher. I feel out here on the terrace is safest."
"What do you mean?"
"I feel that no one will hear what I have to say, except you."
"I know. You don't want anyone to hear you give me my dismissal."
"Christopher..."
"It wouldn't be good if it got through the town that Louise Simpson was kicking her crippled brother-in-law out, now that her husband is dead and left her rich."
"I'm not doing that. I want to make plans, Christopher. But I want to make them with you alone, not with Madeline. Madeline means no good to either of us."
"You can't say that, Louise."
"Oh, I know Madeline is your fiancée. I know that you're engaged. But do you realize that she was going to marry Alex after he and I were divorced? Do you know that was her plan?"
"No."
"Well, it was. Madeline would have left you, Christopher. She would have broken off with you and married Alex."
"I don't believe it, Louise."
"Wait now. Let me tell you all of it. Alex knew that. Alex told her that he knew it. And she hated him. Christopher, listen to me. You and I could get rid of Madeline very easily if you would. There's no reason why you and I shouldn't be friends. No reason at all. I'll make a settlement on you. I'll talk to Herbert Temple. I'll do anything."
"What are you afraid of, Louise? What's happened to you to make you so afraid?"
"I'm not afraid of anything. Why should I be afraid?"
"You're afraid of Madeline."
"I..."
"Suddenly, you're afraid of Madeline. Before, you were putting us both out. You were telling us to marry so that Madeline could work and support me, help out the miserable little allowance my brother left me. But now, you're afraid."
"I don't have to be afraid of anything, Christopher."
"But you are. How did this come about, I wonder? How in the world did a thing like this happen? That you should be afraid of me and of Madeline?"
"I tell you, I'm not afraid."
"You come to me with an offer, Louise, with a bargain, with a proposition. When a little while ago, there was only contempt for me, orders for me to get out."
"Christopher, if you only listen..."
"Is it Madeline you're afraid of, or do we, between us, Madeline and I, make a more formidable enemy than you imagine?"
"Christopher, put Madeline out of your life. Break off the engagement, and I'll make you a handsome allowance."
"Just how handsome, Louise?"
"I'll be fair. I'll give you double what your allowance from Alex was."
"That's not enough. Not nearly enough."
"Madeline's worked on you, hasn't she? Somehow she has a plan. Somehow she thinks she could do something, anything, to get me out of the way."
"I don't believe it. You're crazy, Louise."
"No, I'm not. I'm not crazy at all. I'm smart. Smart enough to know why she's moved in here. She's come in here to work with you to get my money. Oh, I see the two of you looking at each other across the room. I see you often enough, believe me."
"Louise, you're not yourself. Madeline and I..."
"Madeline and you are plotting against me. Well, don't think it will work. Don't think that anything you plan will work, Christopher, because it won't." "But Christopher, listen. Listen to my plan. If you come with me to Herbert Temple's office, we'll make a whole new plan. A whole settlement of the money."
"I want half of the money, Louise."
"Half?"
"Why not? It's more than fair. My father should have divided it so when he died, but he left it all to Alex."
"Not half, Chris."
"And Alex married you. How well you did for yourself, Louise. A poor little nobody with an invalid father."
"How dare you talk to me like this?"
"Because it's true. Because it's necessary that I say what has to be said now. You're through, Louise. Madeline and I will see to it that you're through."
"Christopher!"
"I have news for you, Louise. Madeline and I are married."
"You're not."
"You talk of my wife when you talk of Madeline as you do, Louise. So be careful. I protect my wife."
"You're married. You're married. Christopher, how long?"
"That is of no significance."
"And so you are threatening me. So the two of you will try to get my money."
"Christopher."
"Dead Madeline. I won't talk to her. I won't speak to her. I'm going to see Herbert Temple now. Now, do you hear? I'm going to fix it so that neither of you gets a penny, neither of you. I'll fix you both. Get out of my way, you thief. Get out of my way."
Louise.
"She's upset, Madeline. Don't try to stop her. She's upset."
"Why, Christopher, what have you been saying to her? What did you do?"
"I did nothing. I said nothing."
"Liar. I heard you. I stood in the living room and I heard you. You told Louise we were married."
"We are."
"Why did you tell her?"
"Because she was bargaining with me against you. Because she offered me half of the money Alex left if I'd get rid of you."
"I was right to make you marry me, Christopher. I was so right. And now she's off to see Herbert Temple. Poor Louise. It didn't take her long to lose her sense of security, did it? It didn't take her long at all.
Madeline, let's make an agreement with Louise. I think we can work together with her.
No, Christopher. I don't want it that way. I won't have it that way. We're going according to my plan. No other person.
This would be simpler.
I heard what she said. She's going to Herbert Temple and have us both thrown out. That will always be in the back of her mind. That will always be her intention.
And?
We'll work it my way, Christopher. If you don't...
If I don't, what will you do?
I shall go to Anthony Loring. I shall work alone. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I understand perfectly.
Very well, then. Now, I propose to take you in your wheelchair through the village. I think soon we'll announce our marriage, Christopher. And I want the town to see that this Mrs. Simpson is devoted and loving and kind. And that the other Mrs. Simpson is a selfish, scheming woman who wants to do her crippled brother-in-law out of his share of the inheritance.
But later, when she arrives at Herbert Temple's office, Louise finds he is busy talking with Evan and Anthony. And now, as they come down the stairs, Evan is saying...
Oh, it's incredible, Anthony. I had no idea that Glenn Halliday would be so generous. Or so prompt in agreeing to assist Health Center Hospital to that extent.
I told you we'd find a way, didn't I, Ellen? I told you I'd find a way to fight Louise Simpson's threats about withdrawing her support to the hospital unless I married her.
Anthony, quiet, dear. She's right over there.
Where?
By my car.
That's strange. I wonder why. What's Louise doing over there, anyway?
I don't know.
Ellen, I want to see you. I've got to see you.
Look here, Ellen.
Oh, darling, I can't ignore. What is it, Louise?
I came to see Herbert Temple, but his secretary said you two were with him, and I... Oh, Ellen, I've been so frightened.
Louise, don't. Not here in the street, where everybody sees you.
What's the trouble, Louise?
You hate me, Anthony, I know, but...
Ellen, can you take over? Because this is going to develop into one of those scenes.
Yes, dear, I'll take care of her. Get in my car, Louise. We'll go somewhere and talk.
Ellen, I'm afraid to go home. I'm afraid I can...
I'll see you later, Ellen, darling.
Yes, Anthony. Well, get in, Louise. That's it. Now then, where would you like to go?
Ellen, where can I go? What can I do? I'm afraid of them, afraid. You wouldn't believe me when I told you, but I am.
Louise, you're shaking. You're so upset, you're not making sense.
They're married, Ellen. Christopher and Madeline are married. They're a team now. They want all the Simpson money. They want to get it away from me. They'll do anything to get it, Ellen. I'm sure they will. Anything. They'll kill me. I'm sure they'd kill me if they could.
Louise, that's fantastic.
I'm afraid of them. Haven't you ever feared someone, Ellen? Feared them abjectly, completely? Haven't you known terror?
I know it. Louise, what could they do to you?
They could kill me. Ellen, perhaps they killed Alex.
Louise, you know that isn't so. Alex fell from the top landing right down through the stairwell of that enormous house. No one killed Alex.
Who knows, Ellen? Who knows?
Louise, there was an inquest. Christopher was asleep when it happened. He was drugged by sleeping pills. He blamed himself because he didn't hear Alex.
That was Christopher's story, which we all believed. Ellen, I think my brother-in-law killed my husband. I think that Madeline knows that he did. And that they, in turn, will kill me. Oh, Ellen, help me. Save me. Even though you hate me, Ellen, help me. Help me.
Ellen is thoroughly dismayed, but in the back of her mind, a question arises. For it was Christopher's story of his brother's death that was accepted. Will the fact he did kill his brother be discovered by young Widder Brown?